just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show.
Good morning, everybody. This is BJ, and we're going to start our program off this morning with a prayer for the body of Christ. Father God, we just come to you this morning through the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, we have known for a long time that our churches were under attack by the enemy. Our congregations are getting smaller and smaller. We should be willing as a body of Christ to pray for each other, our pastors, their families, and our church families. Help us, Father, not to fear, but to trust you, Lord, and your provisions for us. Lord, fill us with you, and when we get weary, as we surely will, help us to always remember to lift our hearts and our heads to you, Master. Give the body of Christ insight into your will, your word, and your way. As we read and study, I pray that we will always remember that we are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are filled with and guided by you, your word, your will, and your way. Father, we totally depend on you. Help us as we speak your word to live by the standards that has already been set by your Son. Help us to always stay in alignment with you, with your will and your way, your word, Lord. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of the Holy God with exceeding joy and wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. This morning, I am presenting only a portion of Jesus' journey to the cross. It would take a very long time to get through the whole journey of Jesus, but this is just a portion. And I think sometimes that we don't pay enough attention to what happened to Jesus, all of the things that he went through when he was carrying our sins and sicknesses, pain, diseases, and infirmities to the cross. God's word has become so watered down by some until the true meaning does not resonate anymore. Our minds can never wrap around all that Jesus went through for us on the way to the cross. Our sins had become so many. Sin had separated us from God. And God had given people a chance by sacrificing animals without blemish, but the people could not get forgiveness, only atonement. Even though there were God-fearing people, none of them were blameless. None could stand in the gap before God and mankind. So God sent his only son, Jesus, the Son of God, but he was also human, born of God's Spirit. Jesus never sinned. He had to put sin to death every day because he was part human. Jesus was the only one who could stand in the gap for mankind because we had become separated from God by sin. Jesus went through 6 trials, 3 Jewish and 3 Roman trials. Please read your scripture because this is just the tip of the iceberg of all that our Jesus went through for us. Jesus was charged with blasphemy, claiming to be the son of the Messiah. The Jewish leaders hated him. And that's why I say he was charged with inciting riots, claiming to be king. Our Savior was ridiculed. Jesus was sent back to Pilate, but Pilate was fearful of the Jews, and Pilate had Jesus scourged. Scourged is a form of brutal, inhuman punishment executed by a Roman soldier with the flagrum, and that's like a whip, and it's used in scourging, and it's plaited with three or more leather tails, and it was braided, and it contained metal balls, sheep bones, glass, and I don't even know what else they put there. But he was stripped naked, shackled by his wrist. He had a cap of thorns on his head. And they put a shroud on him. While he carried his cross, he was pushed and shoved with that heavy cross on his shoulders. The thorns cut into the blood vessels in his head. The cross weighed about 200 pounds. The cross was tied to his wrist. Jesus fell at least three times, but they needed to keep him alive until the crucifixion. Simon of Cyrene helped him to carry the cross. This is Jesus. Jesus, who had done so much for so many, and he was in so much agony for all of our sins. He emptied himself of his deity to take on our sins. Jesus is God and man. The God knew what was to happen. That's the God. And sometimes we forget that Jesus is God and man. He was God and man. And he experienced every feeling that man felt, but he never sinned. Jesus had full knowledge of everything that was to occur. On the other hand, he had all of the experience, all of the things of man, pain, temptation, suffering, all that man would feel, all that man would ever have to go through. And he knew that someone who sat at the table with him would betray him. He knew that someone in his circle would betray him. He had to experience that betrayal as a man. Have any of you ever experienced betrayal? If you have, then you know what it feels like. But the betrayal that Jesus felt, that the man felt, was beyond comprehension. The God in Jesus didn't interfere with what the man had to experience. He had to be able to go to the cross for mankind. Like I said before, the pain and suffering that men would suffer. People tried to make the good that Jesus did sound like it was bad. The knowledge that he had to go to the cross, the act of doing that, but as man, he had to go through. He had to go through the pain and the suffering from his enemies, which were the soldiers, They treated him so bad. They treated him as the worst criminal they had ever encountered. He suffered alone the hatred, betrayal from those who from some of those who knew what he had done, but it didn't make a difference. All of the negative things he had to deal with as human, he went through it all the way to the cross. We could never measure up by any stretch of the imagination. We should be thanking him for the gifts he made possible for us. God had to turn his back on his only son because he could not stand to look at all of the sin, the garbage that was on his son. Still, Jesus went and he died on the cross. All of the negative things produced in history, he took it on. He took on all of those things, knowing that he would have to go through, but he went. He was on the way to the cross. He taught how we should live. He healed the sick. He made the lame to walk. We should shout when we think about what he's done. He knew, but he continued on his journey to the cross. He exampled obedience by staying on the cross. And he did not move. He just stayed there on the cross. He could have come down. He could have stopped the whole process. But he didn't. He stayed there for you and for me, for all of us. And so many still will not accept what he did for us. Some people's mindsets, they still don't care. They treated our Jesus so badly. And then they hung him on that cross. He was stripped naked, and passerbys, because that's what they did to criminals. They hung them on the cross and they put them on display. And people would come by and spit on and mock our Savior. How horrible is that? But if he hadn't done that for us, we would not have a chance for eternal life. We should just express our gratefulness every day for what Jesus did for us. He did not move. He just stayed there on the cross. He gave up the ghost. He died for us. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the icing on the cake is, he said, Father, forgive them. They know not what they do. Just remember what Jesus did for us, and he did not have to do it. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood. I'm going to stay under the blood. And can I'm going to stay under the blood and the world can't do me no harm. Stay under the blood, folks. Stay under the blood. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
Praise again.
God knew us a long time ago. He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all he went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come. My contact information is Just Stuff, P.O. Box 7885, Alexandria. My email address is seedsofharvest@bellsouth.net. Seeds like you plant in the ground, S-E-E-D-S. My phone number is area code 318-442-6011. God bless.
K-A-Y-T-K-Q-J-O.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.